We're talking about God's call to ministry. And if you've got your Bibles there, if you could turn to Acts 13, that's where we're going to be based. Acts chapter 13 and the first three verses. God's call to ministry. And as we begin to think about that this morning, I want to ask you a really simple question, and it's this. Who do you work for? Who do you work for? Some people might say, well, I work for a particular government department, or I work for a particular private business. Self-employed people might say, I work for myself. Retired people might say, well, I don't work. But then they realise, well, I work for my garden, or I work for whatever else that they are busily doing. We all work for somebody. People like me could say, well, I work for the church. I wonder, as I asked that question, who do you work for? Did anyone immediately think, well, I work for God? He's my Lord. He's my master. He's the one I've committed myself to. I work for him. Was that anyone's first thought? It's often not. But is that where we should be at as Christians? We're going to explore that a little bit. Can we really say as Christians, I work for God. I work for my Lord, Jesus Christ. Today we're going to be exploring the topic of God's call to ministry. And we will be continually challenged through God's word, just as we were last Sunday, to consider what role we play in the work of the gospel, the one true gospel that saves souls. We're going to ask the questions, who does God call to ministry? How do we hear God's call to ministry? And how should we respond to God's call to ministry? And these questions are all answered for us as we look in our passage in Acts chapter 13. So reading that together, as we see how God called Barnabas and Saul to a particular ministry, we read in Acts 13, in the church at Antioch, there were prophets and teachers. Barnabas, Simeon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. While they were worshipping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. So after they had fasted and prayed, they placed their hands on them and sent them off. As we explore this story of how, in a particular situation, God called two people to a particular work of ministry, we're going to explore whether or not that sets a pattern for us in our own lives. So initially, who does God call to ministry? In Acts 13, we see two men, Barnabas and Saul. They were called by God and set apart by the church in Antioch to do the work of spreading the message of the gospel. And sometimes we read stories of people like Barnabas and Saul. We read them in the Bible, we read them in autobiographies, and we go, some people just are special. Some people have a special calling on their lives which doesn't seem to apply to the rest of us, where God has just taken hold of their lives and done things that he would never do in a life like mine. Do you ever feel like that? Do you ever feel like these are the exceptions and normal people are the rule? And we sort of base our expectations of what we should be doing more on, I guess, what we see around us and what normal people seem to do. So Bible characters in that sense are sort of up there and real people are down here. Well, I wonder if that's really the way the Christian life is meant to be lived out. I wonder if there are really passages of Scripture which really only apply to certain people, whereas the rest of us just have, a lower standard of faith and a lower standard of commitment. I think it's a false distinction that there are some people who devote themselves to ministry and the others of us are just normal. Regardless of the fact that we sometimes think of people as super Christians because of their devotion and sacrifice, the reality is there's no such thing as a super Christian. There is only a super Christ. And the principles that the Bible has for us as we consider God's call to ministry apply to all of us. I want us to be clear about that right from the start. The principles that we will discover don't apply just to some who God has a particular interest in.